If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
How many periods Ole Miss media is allowed to watch at Ole Miss preseason camp? Now, some on this Ole Miss beat, they often complain about it. They believe it's a lack of access. I can only speak for myself, and I've been out to practice all week. And honestly, that's kind of new for me. I didn't go to many practices, maybe double digits, possibly. Probably count on two hands how many practices I went to last year. I've gone to half as many already. And I'm good with what we get. There's more than enough out there if you're just looking hard enough. And that's what we're doing here on Talk of Champions. Talking about what's going on at practice, what's at the forefront of your mind, and also answering your questions from the Ole Miss Spirit. OleMissSpirit.com to Fleet of 1-3. I'm Ben Garrett. I write for the Ole Miss Spirit. That's an Ole Miss sports website. And where you can find me every single day when I'm not talking to you on this podcast. And we've got some exciting things coming for you at the Ole Miss Spirit down the pike. So make sure to sign up today. Don't miss out. Get ahead of the game for just $1 at omspirit.com. Yeah, $1. But about those 5 periods, I've been with Chuck Ronzival at the Ole Miss Spirit for over 15 years. And Chuck is an unapologetic Ole Miss homer. Okay? I need to lead with that. But one day after practice last fall, my guy randomly appeals directly to Lane about some more practice time, more practice viewing. And I wish I could describe to you the horror on some of the faces of the other beat people in that room. I mean, you could see the eye rolls, the cringe that they felt, some of them felt. It was just pure horror on the face of those Big J journalists in the room. But it worked. Chuck was just a nice Ole Miss homer that wanted to watch the Rebels a little bit longer if he could, because some folks on his message board wanted to hear about him. And Lane was cool as hell about it. Couldn't have been nicer. You heard all these things about Lane before he came to Ole Miss. How he was this nomad that could never stay in one place and walk to the beat of his own drum. He's been totally normal in all of our interactions with him, which isn't a lot. Again, only 5 periods in practice. Brief post-practice interactions, and not every single time. And yes, it's still the early parts of practice. But also, he's been running some team stuff in the first few snaps if you just come to practice and watch what they're doing. Full team. That was the first team on Friday. I saw Ulysses Bentley, Jordan Watkins. Who else? Juice Wells, who's unfortunately back in a black jersey, which signifies what, people? No contact. Injury designation. They were all on the exercise bikes. But Lane was cool as hell about it. He didn't even know we wanted to see more practice. He just asked that we not shoot formations. So we all agreed. And we get 5 periods a day. So, I'm going to tell you about the 5 periods I saw on Friday. Actually, it's 15 periods combined this week. What's really been some takeaways, most specifically, from today and a little bit of yesterday. Yesterday was a little bit lighter. So here's an Elite 8 of practice tidbits, and I'm going to overlay some practice highlights that I myself shot this week at practice. Then we'll jump to your Ole Miss questions. Number one, the offensive line is rounding into form. There's been some injury holdouts, and those went as far back as the spring. Julius Boileau is one of 2 Washington transfer offensive linemen, and he was fully dressed on Friday and working with the first team at right tackle. Encouraging. Diego Pounds, the North Carolina transfer. He was at left tackle. Diego was injured all throughout the spring or in a black, no contact injury designation jersey. He's now in his red jersey. He's out of the black and he's playing left tackle as he was signed to do coming out of North Carolina. Speaking of the first team offensive line, at least the way I saw it, it's currently from left to right. It's Diego Pounds at left, Caleb Warren at left guard, Jerquan Scott at center, Jeremy James at right guard, and Boileau at right tackle. And I doubt there'll be a true set first team for a long time. Maybe not up until October. They don't have to have a set first team for August 31st against Furman. All these guys are going to play that are healthy. And the ones that they're not managing the workloads of. The interesting thing for me this week has been seeing Caleb Warren at guard. Now, he was on the exercise bikes too, today at least, on Friday. They've done this before. It's not like Ole Miss doesn't experiment all throughout the early weeks or early days, at least, of fall camp to see maybe how somebody looks somewhere. Caleb Warren, so far in the time I've seen, has been almost exclusively at left guard. And that's a guy who started for 3 years at center. And it's because they really like Jerquan Scott. They shifted over Caleb Warren because Jerquan Scott, the transfer from Southern Miss, he's looked that good to them at center. And they really like the upside, too, of Bryson Sanders. He's a former 4-star prospect. I need to mention this, too. I bet Nate Kelpo, the other Washington transfer with Julius Boileau, I bet he ends up somewhere before the season starts. You don't sign those 2 guys from one of the 4 college football playoff teams last year. You don't bring them in the number 3 portal class in the country unless you fully intend to start them. Now, there's going to be a great rotation. That's what I love about this team right now. Caleb Warren will play just as many snaps. Jerquan Scott, maybe even Jaden Williams, maybe even Preston Cushman. I saw a lot of him today. Number 55. I'd forgotten who that was. I was like, who is 55? Who is that? Oh, yeah. The guy last year that Ole Miss said, watch out for him. He's coming. Him and Cam East. Now, I didn't see Cam East. I wasn't looking for him. But I did see Preston Cushman. It's like this all over the place. I said this to a friend of mine recently. Of course, he says, Ole Miss, we're good, right? We're really good. We're going to probably compete for the title, right? Be in the playoffs. It looks like an NFL minicamp out there. Not just by the way they're operating, because Lane runs it like a minicamp. They're not hitting. They're not doing a lot of anything other than walking through their steps. There's a little bit of hitting, but not a lot. It's not 2-a-days with Wobble, you know? Wobble Davison ain't taking them out to the dirt and making sure they got skint up knees. But it works. Ole Miss won a program record 11 games last season. And they're preseason number 5 in the country. I get why they're getting the hype. Because they're too deep on the offensive line. And again, I mentioned this on Wednesday's show. That 2012 team, that memorable team for Ole Miss, after 2-10 with Houston Nutt, probably the lowest of low points in the modern era for Ole Miss football. Y'all remember how I felt on the Ole Miss Spirit, where we all been, but wherever you were at the time, it felt like, oh, Hugh Freeze is going to need at least 3 years. At least three. Okay, I'll give him at least two because I'm impatient. But 3 years. He didn't win. And you know why? One of the big reasons why? Because he had the same starting five offensive linemen from practice one all the way to the Birmingham Bowl. They had incredible injury luck. But it's different now. Ole Miss is too deep. And their number two offensive line is probably better than that 2012 team. And that went 7-6 and whipped Pittsburgh in the Birmingham Bowl. Of course they're number five in the country. This is the kind of offensive line that Clemson had when they broke through the glass ceiling and became a national title contender. Number three. I hadn't seen him, so I went looking for him. It was the first group I approached, which is not typically what you do when you go out to Ole Miss football practice, especially when you only have five periods. But I went out there looking for Daquan Wright, the Virginia Tech transfer tight end. Again, you don't typically go first and foremost to the tight end group, but I think he's that important. And also, I am a man of the Ole Miss Spirit people, and I think, I'm pretty sure, if memory serves, I am Looney Tunes. Somebody asked me on my board, hey, Ben, how about Daquan Wright? How's he looking? So I went looking for Daquan Wright, and he looks the part. He's a tight end transfer, like I mentioned, from Virginia Tech. He was limited for most all of the spring, but he's full go now, and he's running number two behind Caden Priestcorn, as was the plan when they signed him in that number three transfer class. First-year tight ends coach Joe Cox, he had Daquan Wright working specifically and over, and it was the early portions of practice. It might have been just those specific individual periods. But he was taking time with Daquan Wright. Like, Priestcorn did it, and he was done. And then another guy, I think it was Hudson Wolf, did it, and he was done. And then Daquan does it, and Joe Cox was working with him in a number of different ways. With his inline blocking, because that's what Ole Miss is going to most need him to do. Yes, he's going to catch passes. He was in those drills with Priestcorn. He was the number two guy catching the seam passes. It was Jackson Dart to Priestcorn first, then Walker Howard to Daquan Wright second. But the first thing they need from him is that inline blocking. They don't have a fullback. Their fullbacks are their tight end inline blockers. That's who set up everything. Michael Trigg was a terrible inline blocker, and he was the only tight end on campus at the time, and everyone hoped that he would become Ole Miss's Kyle Pitts, and now he's at Baylor. Daquan Wright does not need to be slept on as far as how important he is for Ole Miss and being that championship contending team next season. Because, yes, Caden Priestcorn could do in games what he did in the Peach Bowl. Of course he can. I mean, he's a next-level tight end. I think, and I don't want to misspeak, but I'm just going to go ahead and go do so because it's my show. I think he's the number five current like college tight end ranked for the NFL draft next year. I mean, he's an NFL tight end. He's going to get drafted. What was behind him last year, and he was hurt for a little bit of the time, just wasn't sufficient. It wasn't enough. They needed a guy, and it wasn't enough, most importantly, in blocking. And they needed a guy who could have that physicality, but also you're going to get the catch component. I mean, Daquan Wright started all 12 games for Virginia Tech last year. And he was, I think, if my Google search is correct, he was the ACC leader in catches by a tight end. So that was number three. Keep your eye on Daquan Wright and his sneaky, crazy importance for Ole Miss, especially with its revamped running game without Quinshon Judkins. Number four, Utah State transfer wide receiver Micah Davis. He's practicing, finally. He committed last month. He was allowed to leave Utah State so late because it's only two windows. And the second window closes, well, this year I think was May 30. Don't hold it to me, May 30th. But after that, it's done. He got to transfer late because Bronco Mendenhall got fired at Utah State or whoever was at Utah State. If it wasn't Bronco, I'm sorry. Utah State transfer wide receiver Micah Davis is practicing. Now, he's not particularly big. I know he's listed at 5'11", but he didn't look 5'11". He kind of looks exactly as you'd expect from how he was described or how Zach Berry scouted him at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate 1-3. He's a dynamic slot and returner, both in kickoffs and punts. So what does that mean? He's a little smaller, a little shorter, super fast, cat quick. Rondale Moore for the Arizona Cardinals. But he looked like that to me. He's a little smaller in stature, but he was all conference last season, and he's right now number 5 on the depth chart. Maybe number 6. Deion Smith's in street clothes, so he's number 5. Last season, Davis had 36 receptions for 628 yards and 6 touchdowns. He returned 28 punts for 250 yards and 6 kickoffs for 83 yards. And he's number 5 or 6 right now. I'm not trying to gas you up. I know that y'all think I'm a Kool-Aid homer, which is fine. I graduated from Ole Miss. Whatever, say what you want to say. But y'all just got to own this. Ole Miss is a good football team going into this season and has a real shot to win a national championship. It's not going to be that way in 2025-26. They call it the last dance not because everybody's leaving after this year. It's not like, well, personnel-wise, we'll get there. But it's not like Jackson's leaving and Lane and all. No, it's not like the complete program reset. But from a personnel standpoint, it's going to be a new quarterback. Now, it's a quarterback that's been in the system 3 years. Doesn't sound so scary now, does it? See, that's how good programs operate. Did you know who Carson Beck was until he took over for Stetson Bennett and became Carson Beck? Did you know who he was? Of course you didn't. Can Walker Howard be that for Ole Miss in replacing Jackson Dart? Austin Simmons, maybe. Now, the homer thing to say would be, hey, I think Austin Simmons kind of looks like Tua.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Number five. Ole Miss crushed defensive back recruiting in the portal. It's obvious by who's out there. I know each of Isaiah Hamilton, who's from Indiana. No, excuse me, Houston. Trey Amos from Alabama. Key Lawrence from Oklahoma. Lewis Moore from Indiana. They're going to start or at least play a ton. But somewhat lost in all that recruiting fun, the number three class in the portal, is a guy like Yam Banks, who started every single snap since he's gotten here in the spring. He was from South Alabama and Ole Miss signed him in the winter. He's a former in-state prospect. He's been with the first team at safety since reporting. And remember, he and 16 other transfers reported together in the spring. And he's a converted wide receiver, so he's got ball skills while being a hybrid safety linebacker. I think he's a next-level player. And yet he's an afterthought in the day and age of the portal and shiny new objects. He had 45 tackles at South Alabama last season. Also, three pass breakups, an interception, a sack, a forced fumble, six interceptions, including a pick six, 50 tackles, and 11 pass breakups last year. Certifiable stud. I'm just saying. Number six, Watkins, Wells, running back Ulysses Bentley IV, and Warren, Caleb Warren, worked off to the side on stationary bikes in the time we had to see. Henry Parrish, the Miami transfer, returned home from Ole Miss. He started his career at Ole Miss, dominated first team snaps as Ole Miss takes some things slow with Bentley, who's recovering back from turf toe. Matt Jones was number two at running back. He's wearing number zero now. Behind him were transfers Dominic Smith and Rashad Amos in that order. Number seven, I mentioned this on Wednesday's show, but from talking to folks around the practice fields this week, don't expect to see much of Princely Umanmiel in those first three games of the year. He'll appear situationally, but he's still in a black no-contact jersey. And he's been in a black no-contact jersey ever since he got here from Florida in the spring. He's recovering from labrum surgery. Again, I learned that because he was a guest on the Ivy League here on the Talk of Champions Podcast Network. The good news is Friday, I saw Princely going through all individual drills. Now, he was sitting out the team stuff, but he's on his way, it looks like. And hopefully the extra cautious approach pays off when he's completely unleashed, I say, in late September, early October. I don't think he's going to play outside of maybe third and longs, maybe a little bit more for those first three games. Ole Miss is going to be very cautious with him. And the last one, number eight, I am calling a Caden Lee breakout right here and now. Now, Caden Lee came on late last year including his first career start against Penn State in the Peach Bowl. He finished with 5 catches for 114 yards and 2 touchdowns on 136 total offensive snaps. But go ahead and double or triple those for 2024-25. For my money, from watching the limited drills we get, 5 periods, the theme of today, he's the best route runner out there. Pure route runner. I mean, Trey Harris is an NFL wide receiver. He can run the full route tree. Of course, Trey Harris is the best wide receiver route runner. But when you're watching a Tom Amansky video of what a route runner is supposed to look like for a wide receiver and trying to teach it, Caden Lee looked like that, like Elijah Moore looked like that. I think he's going to break out. Because he can move around the formation too, like Elijah Moore did. It's in the mold of the 2020 usage that I make the projection that he's going to make the breakout. I think they can motion him into the backfield, especially if they don't have the depth I think they thought they had with all the transfers at running back. And I'll get to that a little bit later. Lee just fits the mold and skill set of an Elijah Moore to a T and how he was used in 2020. And we all remember the record-breaking stuff, especially with receptions. I'm talking specifically about using him like Percy Harvin, a lead receiver, but also not just a gimmicky running back, a true rushing threat of a running back that you have to account for in jet sweeps and things like that. And I know Ole Miss fans, hearing jet sweeps just mentioned in a podcast probably got you like feeling some type of way. All right, that's it. Now to your questions. Leading off the Ole Miss Spirit subscriber questions is Special K, who asks, will a 10-2 SEC team make the college football playoff? I think so. But it depends on the 10 wins. I'd say there are 7 SEC teams with a real shot. And of those teams projected to win 9.5 games are Ole Miss, Alabama, LSU, Missouri. Ole Miss and Missouri, they have the better schedule draw than Alabama and LSU. An upset loss for Ole Miss, now that could hurt more, right? That could hurt more then. Acknowledging all that, I still think, yeah, 1. Probably 2. 10-2 SEC teams? Of course, yes. And I expect one of them to be Ole Miss. Oh! I know you're freaked out. It's okay to say, oh yeah, Ole Miss should be good this year. And if they're not, be disappointed and go, why weren't they good? That's okay too. Because on paper, they have one of the very best all-22s in college football. If they had LSU purple and gold on, what would you say? Poopy Dukes asks, what a great name. Go to the Ole Miss Spirit and sign up with a username like Poopy Dukes. Poopy Dukes asks, who do you foresee Juice Wells and Deion Smith taking most of their target share from? That's a really tough one. Because it's easy to go, well, Juice Wells just takes over for Dayton Wade. But I think Caden Lee, in a lot of ways, takes over for Dayton Wade. Maybe not as a field stretcher, though I think he can be a field stretcher. Maybe one of their only field stretchers. But Juice Wells, here's the whole thing with Juice. He was one of the very best wide receivers. Arguably the best wide receiver in the SEC in 2022. He was injured all of last year with a very serious foot injury. So what is he going to look like? What is he going to be? We don't know. But I think you can see him take the bulk of the vacated snaps, receptions, yards, touchdowns after Dayton Wade. And I think Deion Smith could dip into Trey Harris's snap share a little bit, only on the outside, because Trey Harris is going to play as many downs as he can play. But he can move around more than almost all the others. Smith could too, but you haven't seen him for 2 years in an SEC game or an SEC practice. And he's still waiting for academic clearance, and I know that's going to be a question. He's still waiting. He's in street clothes at practice, but he's still waiting. There is no resolution, and I don't hear of any coming down the pike soon. Ole Miss Hunter 970 asks, what do you think the outcome of the season would be if Ole Miss wins its toss-up games, those games being LSU, Oklahoma, and Georgia? Ole Miss will be a top seed and probably the favorite in the college football playoff if that happens. Beats LSU, Oklahoma, and Georgia? That's the number one team in the country. And Jackson Dart would be the Heisman winner. All right, BhamRev25 asks, I'm going to enjoy the ride that is the 2024 season, so whatever happens, happens. But should I mentally prepare for this to really be the last dance where it all blows up at the end? It's the last dance for players like Jackson Dart. It's not like it's the last dance for Lane Kiffin necessarily. Though if they win a title, Lane Kiffin's going to be coveted as a NFL coach, let alone a college coach, but he's proven time and again over his 5 years at Ole Miss, which none of us predicted would happen. He has proven with all the jobs that have come open, Florida, USC, pick a job. And Lane was lifted up as a candidate at all these places. And what did he do? What did he do? He stayed at Ole Miss. So I don't think a college job would be it, even if he won a title. But I think NFL options that haven't been afforded to him yet would open up wide open. And that would be tempting, because if you look at Lane's resume, the only thing that's now that would be lacking after an Ole Miss title win in 2024-25, which sounds absurd. I know how it sounds. They're that good. It could happen. If he were to do it, the only thing left on the resume is what? That ugly Raiders run. So that would be the only last dance there. But it's not a last dance. Good programs just replace good players. Georgia wins a title and didn't go up. Well, got to wait 3 more years for that to happen. Carson Beck took over for Stetson Bennett, and he's probably the number one quarterback prospect in the NFL draft for 2025. Now, am I saying Walker Howard will be that for Jackson Dart? No, but I'm saying that's what good programs do. And also, if it's not Walker Howard, I just mentioned earlier that a homer would say Austin Simmons kind of looks like Tua. So, you know, remember when Jalen Hurts wasn't doing great in the national championship game, and then Tua took over? Now they're both two of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. Ole Miss is four deep at quarterback. When has that ever been true? And I have full confidence in Walker Howard or Austin Simmons. One of them will lead Ole Miss to an 8 or 9 win season at least next year. Oh, you're being a homer. That's what good programs do. Ole Miss would be coming off a national championship. Rave Reb asks, who would you be most excited to see Ole Miss play in the playoffs? Oh, Notre Dame. That's just a childhood thing. Notre Dame, Notre Dame, Notre Dame. Rambling Rebel asks, what position group lacks the most depth? Running back. That's what I've noticed in practice, because there is a noticeable drop-off, in my opinion, after Ulysses Bentley, who's been on the stationary bike, and Henry Parrish. Henry Parrish is really good. I think him and Bentley are going to be dynamic. They fit this offense together and complement each other, even though they're similar, better than even Quinshon Judkins, who last year wasn't particularly efficient. He was awesome. He's a record setter as a freshman. He's an all-time great because of that. But two things can be true. He wasn't particularly good last year. Ulysses Bentley is the highest graded returning running back in the SEC, and he was number two. Everybody called him the number two. And he averaged 5 yards a carry. Line 8896 asks, when will Deion Smith be on the practice field? He is on the practice field. He is on the practice field in street clothes watching. Thunder Salad asks, would you rather have too much talent in the running back room or wide receiver room? In a Lane Kiffin offense, always wide receiver. Because like I mentioned with Trey Harris and Caden Lee, and as you saw with Elijah Moore and even Jonathan Mingo and Dontario Drummond, Lane Kiffin can make it work in the backfield with anybody. It doesn't matter if it's a converted wide receiver for a game like the Outback Bowl. The quarterback run component even helps alleviate a lot of the pressure on those backs by default anyway. So give me all the receivers. All of the receivers. Rebels6 asks, who would win in a locker room brawl between Greg Hardy and Derek Burgess? Well, as my dear friend Kentrell Lockett, former Ole Miss defensive end, said, or told the story of on this Talk of Champions show, long ago, in like 2017, Greg Hardy brought ninja stars to the locker room once, a very full Ole Miss locker room, and threw them around. And that's just the tip of the Greg Hardy sociopathic iceberg. And I say that going, Greg, I know you could crush me with your thumb. Dart Fanboy asks, I'd be willing to bet his leg might just be the difference. Caden Davis's leg might just be the difference between a win and a loss on the road somewhere down the line. Your thoughts? Yes, I could absolutely see him winning a game, deciding a win or two. His 56-yarder against Tulane was the game winner. Now, it didn't happen in the closing seconds, but it was the game winner. Ole Miss has been blessed with some great kickers over the years, actually. Jonathan Nichols, of course. Josh Sheen. Les Binkley. Andrew Redder, my guy. Gary Wunderlich. Bryson Rose. But I say Caden Davis ends up after this year as one of, if not the best of the bunch. He's already the second most accurate kicker, just over 78% in Ole Miss history, behind only Gary Wunderlich, the Memphis product himself. And he's on the preseason watch list, is Caden Davis, for the Lou Groza Award, which my man Jonathan Nichols won. Last season, Caden Davis was the first Ole Miss kicker since 2015 not to miss an extra point. So do I think Caden Davis is going to dramatically impact winning and losing for Ole Miss in 2024-25? No doubt. Absolutely. R. Downs, 1983, asks, how will you celebrate, Ben, the win over Georgia? I'm planning a watch party for Ole Miss Georgia. Hopefully, I will celebrate them with all of y'all somewhere. And if you're interested in that, please tell me at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, affiliate of 1-3, whether you're a subscriber now or in the future, because you sign up today to win that A.J. Brown signed picture. RebGuy22 asks, are you as upset as I am about no SEC night games? I mean, no night games in the vault is not ever okay. It's the worst. Also from RebGuy22, if you could pick any person that hasn't already done it, who would you pick for the opening game? Are you ready? And I don't even need to look at the notes. I've thought about this for a long time. Stone Cold Steve Austin or Paul Heyman? Migo Reb asked, what is your current favorite musical? Seussical the Musical. Will Deion be academically, Deion Smith, be academically eligible come playoff time? Yes. What U.S. state would you most like to see succeed? Mississippi. Blind Spot asks, thoughts on House of the Dragon? I haven't watched an episode yet. I'm not there. And finally, Dog Brewer asks, does Ole Miss truly have a deep threat to stretch the field and that can catch the ball if thrown to him and not just as a decoy? Also, do we have a true edge rusher or two? Thanks. Princely Umanmielen, the Florida transfer edge. He's one of the highest graded returning edges in college football, according to Pro Football Focus. Chris Hardy from Jacksonville State. He was all league last year, playing for Rich Rodriguez, former Ole Miss offensive coordinator at Jacksonville State. They're good on pass rush. And that's not even counting the pass rush ability of a guy like Jared Ivey, both in the interior and as an outside edge rusher. But as far as field stretching wide receiver, right now the first team out there on the practice field is Trey Harris, Aiden Williams, and Caden Lee. Of those three, Aiden Williams. He's still potential, though. That's the problem. Because last year he was billed, this time last year, everybody, even Lane, who doesn't do this, would go into public press conferences and go, hey, y'all see it. Aiden Williams is that good. He's going to be a stud. And he's wearing number one. And who wore number one? All the best Ole Miss wide receivers. Laquan, AJ, Jonathan Mingo. Aiden Williams is running with the first team, and he's the one out there making the most spectacular catches in the periods that I get to see, which is only five. But I'm thankful for the five, and I'm thankful for y'all for tuning in for another edition of Talk of Champions here on the Talk of Champions Network. Just simply search Talk of Champions in iTunes, and when you do, leave a five-star review. It does not matter what you say, as long as it's five stars. And also, go to the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. And if you do, and when you do, not if, when you do, sign up for $1. Ask me questions. Until next time, God bless. Be good to each other. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.